Takeaway English from BBC Learning English.
Most people remember bullies from their school days, the unpleasant gang demanding dinner money, or the bigger child who picks on smaller, weaker kids. But for some people, the habit of bullying continues beyond their school days and into their working life. The issue of bullying at work has become a hot potato recently in the UK after a political row erupted in which the UK Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, was accused in a book of bullying aides at Number 10. The PM denied making the abusive outbursts the book accused him of, but was then confronted with claims from an anti-bullying charity that staff from Number 10 had called their helpline. The resulting mess of accusations, denials, and resignations has brought the subject of bullying into the public eye. So what is bullying in the workplace? According to the experts, it takes many forms, including being unfairly treated, public humiliation, being regularly threatened with the sack, and even character assassination. And in the modern world, the phenomenon of cyberbullying has evolved, whereby bullies attack their victims on social networking sites or send menacing text messages and emails. So if you feel you are being bullied at work, what should you do? The UK government's website suggests an informal approach first. Try getting advice from an employee representative, like a trade union official or someone in the firm's human resources department. Alternatively, you may also try talking to the bully, who may not be aware of how their behaviour is affecting you. If all else fails, you may have to make a formal complaint, using your employer's grievance procedure, or even take legal action.
Takeaway English from the BBC.